Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Yeah!
Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Well, thank you very much. So, during the World Cup run, I can't tell you how much I loved it. Like, all of it.
And it loved you.
It made me so happy.
The World Cup loves the white man.
Yeah, it really does. And I found myself enjoying it so much that I'm like, why do I have to stop here? And why do I have to pick it up every 4 years? And I've always said it, it's every 4 years I freaking fall in love with it, and then I just let it go. And then I'll pick it back up, and then I'm jumping all around the room and going to bars and, you know, watching it with friends and family and just having a blast with it. And why do I have to give it up? Well, I don't have to give it up.
You don't have to.
No.
No, I don't have to give it up.
You got the Euros in 2028.
Well, I do, but I wanted it to be something with a little more, something a little more consistent than that, than the Euros and the World Cup. And so I told you guys, I'm really serious this time. I really want to pick an EPL team.
You're ready to make a commitment.
Yes, ready to make a commitment. And I want to stick with it. Excuse me. And I want it to just to be that. I want to carry on with the rest of my existence on this planet and care about a team and eventually go see this team when I'm not paying for college and things like that and I have time on my hands where I can get away with no kids and all that. And so in picking it, you guys gave me a lot of information. Bob, you used AI.
Yes.
To cook up.
I wanted to tell AI about you and see what they would come up with.
And you threw in buzzwords like widespread panic and dogs, rescue dogs.
I said, how should our friend, I asked Claude this, used a lot of water to do it too.
God.
How should our friend choose his Premier League club? He is just joining and has no real background, but lives in Dallas, Texas, loves the Oklahoma Sooners, playing golf, and listening to widespread panic. Could you help him find his club? And it spit out one answer, and then I said, oh, but he also likes rescue dogs and smoking pot.
And he's rich.
And then they changed their answer a little bit. So
let's reevaluate.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to know what it said each time, but I'm willing to share that with you. But
the top recommendation in your algorithm that you threw in there to Claude was Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, and then I told him about the dogs, though, in the pot.
Right.
And they changed to Brighton.
Yes, and Brighton became the Brighton, which I know nothing about Brighton. It's the one team that I really didn't read about until Bob sent this to me, and I was like, oh, okay. Because they do have a dog culture in the city that says they have a laid-back, progressive vibe, no corporate feel, genuinely fun fan base, all of it, which would, you know, appeal to something that I want. And back up above, when you didn't add the rest of that, Nottingham Forest was there, strong alternatives, Aston Villa, Brighton, Fulham. Then it says what he would avoid, what Claude would avoid, which are the big clubs, Man U, Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, all too corporate, all too obvious. And that's kind of my thing, too, when I was going through this. I did want to eliminate the top clubs.
No Arsenal.
No. Here's what I deal with in my life from a sports perspective. First off, working up here, all right? Mm-hmm. And I know this is not going to be a big point of emphasis on this show. Uh-huh. I understand that. But I also want something in my life that is not every year that I'm just going to walk away with the one tear trailing down my face. I don't want to be part of a fan base that is so caught up into it that you can't see the forest through the trees. You can't appreciate what the game represents or the club represents or what the sport means to a certain area. I don't want to be caught up in a win or die attitude.
You want a more casual experience.
I do. I want to be able to go to one of these games in a couple of years at this place and enjoy myself, but not beat myself up if they lose. Like, oh man, I went to see them play, but they lost. And I don't want the fans around me to feel that way either.
You don't want them to have any expectations?
I want them to have expectations, but I want them to be realistic expectations. And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. And we move on and we go to the pub.
Just accept their midness.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
And so I immediately went to mid-table and go ahead.
Well, and I sent you...
You did.
I sent you a guy on Instagram who was on the heels of the World Cup answering this very question for people like you.
Right.
And he had a whole flow chart.
Which was amazing.
Of if you like this, then this is your team. But if you don't like this, but you like this player, this is your team. And he had this whole thing mapped out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you did that full exercise and what that led you to.
I did. 100%. I thought it was fascinating what that guy laid out. And it led me to mid-table teams. Everything keeps kicking back to teams that may have a chance 1 year out of five.
But you're hopefully not going to be in a relegation fight all the time.
Yes. I don't want to be at the very bottom. I'm not that stupid.
Rest in peace, West Ham.
Rest in peace, West Ham.
Sorry, Kat.
I also didn't want to be part of teams that are up here. Because, Dave, you're an Everton guy. Bob's a Liverpool guy. Sean is a Villa guy. Craig is a half-ass Arsenal fan.
Peter's
Man U.
Man U, yeah.
Yes. My friends... Our buddy Omar, he's Arsenal all the way.
I think all my friends are Arsenal.
I was going to say, I think most Americans, well, not most, but a large majority of Americans love Arsenal. And I've always said it's because it's a cool name and it's a cool logo. That's a cannon.
Yeah.
And what do dudes like?
Guns.
Cannon.
I'm just telling you. There are a bunch of English teams that have confusing names that you're not even sure how to say it, and then there's a cannon, and you're like, yeah, Arsenal. Oh, and they play in London? Arsenal.
You know, dumb reasons to pick a team?
Yeah.
My friend Dale, he picked Chelsea because he heard that Chelsea was Robert Smith of the Cure's club.
Yeah.
And he was wrong that Robert Smith is actually a fan of Crystal Palace.
So he screwed up.
So he picked the wrong team, but he stuck with it.
And I don't want Chelsea. Chelsea seems just a little too much, you know? I mean, there are five or six clubs that are just too much. And I don't want to be a part of that too muchness. But I do want to be able to enjoy watching these teams on a Saturday on Peacock or whatever and Sunday and enjoy it. And but then when it's over, just be like, okay, I can move on with my day and I'm not consumed by it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. And it's perfect now because of Peacock.
Yeah.
You can pick any team and see every single one of their games.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. It'll expand my Peacock watching beyond Ted, the series.
Now, it's very dangerous to do it this way, but it's probably also the most practical way. And what I say is you're kind of being betrothed to marry somebody that you've never even met. And
yeah, so it's like 90 Day Fiancé.
So you're kind of jumping into a pool here that you may not take to, but the idea of letting a club choose you, you're up against a new season, so I understand why we're doing it this way.
Yes. And look, as a fan of OU and as a fan of the Cowboys and as a fan of the Mavericks and Stars, I mean, look, it's all the expectation level of those teams. It's crushing. It really is, and I can't have more crushing. So
you seem very stressed.
Thank you. So I have decided to go on.
Did you shortlist? Can we get a shortlist first?
Yeah, finals?
Or did you just gravitate to one the whole time?
Everything led me to this.
Okay.
Everything.
All right. I don't know. I don't. This wasn't spoiled for me.
It was spoiled for me.
I'm sorry, Dave. Blame Sean.
I'll try to act surprised.
Okay. The Corby Davidson Club officially is Fulham FC.
Okay. Fulham FC.
Now,
also London's own.
Let's analyze the pick and go to Peter Welpton.
Okay, so Corby, I understand, has picked Fulham as his club, and without knowing any reasons for doing so, I will deem it smart for three reasons. One, if you're looking to justify the choice, well, Fulham's history of having American players on its roster is very well documented. Clint Dempsey, obviously, Jedi Robinson currently. Hell, they've even had two former Dallas Burn players on the roster over the last 20 years. Two, you want to go see the team. Wow. Craven Cottage, its stadium, is one of the finest experiences of English football I've ever had. Right there on the River Thames in West London, you take the train, you get to walk through a beautiful park for about 30 minutes, and the stadium itself is this perfect mix of stereotypical late 1800s English football facility, along with a brand new riverside stand that is state-of-the-art, modern, and a wonderful game day fan-focused experience. Highly recommend anybody going to do that. And three, you're clearly not bandwagoning, Corby. Since 2017, Fulham has been relegated twice. Now, they've been back since 22 in the Prem, and since then, solidly mid-table. But this season, they do have a new manager in Arbeloa. Who knows what you're going to get? But I do think by picking Fulham, you have given yourself the best shot at the full English football experience.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm not going to fight him on this. The last Premier League game I've attended was at Fulham, and I enjoyed myself thoroughly, even though my team got beat.
Yeah, I remember you talking about the scene on that new stand.
It was great looking out there on a sunny day in London, and there were food trucks out there, and they popped on the next game, even though the Fulham match was over, and we stood there and we had some Indian food and we had some cold drinks and just enjoyed the day.
Is that when you walked over the bridge, over the Thames or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. See, that's what I love.
It was very, very cool. That park walk he talks about is great. They had a Michael Jackson statue out front of Craven Cottage for
that's
a while.
That's gone now.
Until they got rid of it.
We had to make sure that was gone.
Yeah.
Before
I don't know.
It's
that,
gone.
That kind of goes with your persona.
Now, shut up.
Is that what you fed, Bob?
No. Tim Ream will be proud of you. He played there for a decade before he got completely washed, but he had a good run. Does Shad Khan still own it? Yeah,
Shad
right?
Khan, yeah. Okay, so this
your Jaguars?
Yeah, this one guy. Can we come back? And I've got a little bit more on
this.
Sure,
why not?
Yeah, I got a little bit more on this. Let's come back in 3 minutes.
Would love to see the Texas Radio Hall of Fame busts for these guys. George Dunham, Craig Miller, and Gordon Keith, and their faces for radio. The Musers. Tomorrow morning, 6 till 9, on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
I hate our draft music.
It's awesome. Like springs and stuff.
Wonder how long we've used that.
So I get this from George. So I just announced that I will be supporting Fulham FC in the EPL. That will be my club from here on out. And Giorgio sent me a text and he goes, good choice. That's the place we went when we traveled with the Cowboys back in 2014.
That's right.
The cottage where they play is off the charts cool. Seems like it's the Faust Field of the league. UNT reference. The people who go there seem to be pretty down to earth, working class, and they like to party. The only flaw I could find with the organization is that they play soccer.
he's consistent,
man.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's Todd Archer's club.
Is
if,
it?
Yeah. If you've ever met a Fulham fan.
So there was this other guy when I was going down this exhaustive path for the search for this club, who was doing these little 8-minute vignettes on every club. He did every, it was specifically for what you guys were helping me with, how to pick a club if you're an American. And so he's going down the list, and when he started going over Fulham, which by the way was the second to last club, you had to wait this out, it was the second to last club that he featured. Man U was the last. But this is what this guy said about Fulham, and this also, his recap of it all, completely drew me in.
Do you want perhaps the most beautiful stadium in England, one of the strongest American connections, NFL ownership, and a London-based club that every weekend isn't turned into a championship or bust crisis? Well, meet Fulham. Fulham is known as the Cottagers or the Whites, and they market themselves as London's original football club. They were founded all the way back in 1879 when a teacher and a church warden created a team for boys at Fulham St. Andrew's Church, making them London's oldest professional club. Fulham is without a major trophy. They've never won the English League nor the FA Cup or the League Cup, but they've spent most of the 21st century in the Premier League. Fulham are located in southwest London in a wealthy residential spot located along the River Thames. I know a lot about the matchday experience going to Fulham because I went to a game here. It's the only Premier League game I've ever been to. You're still pretty close to central London, but the matchday experience feels like you're walking through a neighborhood park into the game rather than like this enormous entertainment complex. You take the underground to Putney Bridge, you walk through Bishop's Park, and suddenly a traditional old English stadium arises. And this is that home field named Craven Cottage, and they've been here since 1896. The owner is Shad Khan, who purchased the club in 2013. You might recognize the name of the face because he also owns the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars. Now we get to the fact that Fulham probably has one of the strongest American connections out of any club in the Prem. Anthony Jedi Robinson is one of the stars of this club. He was their player of the season in 2024, and he's also a stud for the U.S. men's national team. But the relationship with U.S. players doesn't start with Robinson. It goes back decades. 60 goals were scored by Clint Dempsey in a Fulham uniform, and 50 of those were in the Prem. He is the all-time leading goal scorer for any Fulham player in the Premier League. Former U.S. player Brian McBride also played a long time for Fulham and was a two-time player of the year for them. And their captain. There's even a bar inside Craven Cottage named after him. And of course, current U.S. men's team captain Tim Ream was along.
So... yeah, like Clint Dempsey's probably my favorite player of all time on the U.S. side, and so I like that aspect of it too.
The wealthy neighborhood,
that the Whites.
They call themselves
the Whites.
The Whites
really close.
I picked that one.
Corby shows up in a Klan hood.
Okay, calm it down. God,
what I thought this was the thing.
We're all here, right?
Why'd you let that guy in?
What's the deal with that guy over there?
Do you know who they just added?
No.
It's very possible you made his acquaintance during the World Cup. The very odd Norwegian who appeared to be African Norwegian, if I may identify by skin tone, Oscar Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Do you remember Oscar Bob, the Norwegian winger?
Yeah.
He is a new Fulham player. They brought him over from Manchester City, where he was riding the pines quite a bit.
Yeah, so I'm...
or pine, as it were.
I'm excited. I'm really excited to go there. I've got a... so one of my... Our mutual friend, Jeff, that lives out in California, when he moved to London, he worked there for like 20 years, and he lived in Fulham, or he lived right next to Craven Cottage. Is Fulham a town? I don't even know.
It's a great question.
I have no idea.
I think it's a neighborhood, but who could say?
Okay, all right.
I mean, they said it was named after the church.
But I reached out to him. I'm like, am I doing the right thing here? And he goes, it is the most fun scene, atmosphere, neighborhood, like that guy was saying too. To be able to walk through the neighborhood up into the stadium, basically, he's like, you just can't beat it.
No, the park walk is singular. It's very cool. I think I've been to like 22 different places in the English football system, and that walk is identifiable and unique, and it's one I've been lucky to do a few times.
He said Chelsea's only a 2-mile walk too from there.
Chelsea's very close.
Like, how are these stadiums? In my head, I get it that we have stadiums here that are within, like, throwing a rock at each other. But it's weird to me to think that there are a lot of stadiums that are within 2 miles of each other.
I mean, London has, like, 10 clubs.
So weird.
And they're all on various levels.
And Anfield and Goodison Park, like, a stone's throw from one another.
500 yards.
Everton's moved, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I hear the case for not getting stressed... and being okay with mid-table. And I also recognize that jumping a bandwagon is not what you want to do. I think there's a fine line, though, because when I go to Fulham, I do sense that it's a day out rather than life or death.
Right.
And that may appeal to you, but the life or death stuff appeals to me a little bit more. We're like, I'm at something that everybody is stressed about.
Yes.
And
you need the juice.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of the fun is like, oh my gosh, my dreams could come true today or they could be shattered today. That's part of the fun. I think that's attractive to me. I can see where it's not attractive to everybody because you don't want Liverpool to ruin your weekend like they often ruin mine. But it's just it that was interesting that attracted you, yes. I guess. Is
well,
what
my
I'm saying.
Experience is how am I going to be disappointed today?
Yeah.
Which fits me perfectly.
Which I honestly think Brown most club. Of our U.S. teams take care of disappointment well enough that it's okay to say, this is my little fling that I like to smile with a little bit. So,
but
I don't
like
know.
The three teams that I like the most, OU, the Mavericks, and the Cowboys.
It's, none of them are doormats.
No, and it's such a stress ball because especially with two of them, you better win it all, or you better be close, or you better have a damn near perfect season, or it sucks. I can't handle that. I can't handle another one of those. I just can't.
Yeah.
And so I needed to pick a team that gave me a nice buzz, but didn't just end my world if it didn't happen.
Looks like others are doing research on Fulham, Dave, and we are hearing that, yes, Fulham does feature high-end corporate hospitality suites and premium lounges at their stadium. So that should be good for you. Exclusive private boxes and member lounges with sweeping views of the river and the pitch at the same time.
They've got something called the Chairman's Suite.
Yeah?
Sounds nice.
Okay.
Let us know how it is.
Start inquiring about that.
I don't know how to
that.
Get in there.
Well, you can work
which
on
is,
that.
Which is wild because the cameras, when you're watching a game on TV, it's on the new side. So all you see is the old side of Craven Cottage.
And it kind of looks like a hole.
Yeah, it looks like a crap hole because it's a 100-plus-year-old stadium.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
And it literally does have a little cottage in the corner.
That's what I read about.
Yeah.
That's.
I've never been close enough because I've always been across the stadium from the cottage. But you always look over and you're like, "There's literally the Craven Cottage in the little corner of the where they take a little corner flag."
Yeah. Well, that is it.
Do you know who you open with?
No, I've not gone that far yet.
All right. Well, let's.
Seems like a lot.
Let's help.
Are you going to order a kit?
Yes. Well, not a kit.
Well, a jersey. You can call a jersey a kit. Not a whole kit.
I want t-shirts. I don't want kits.
Come on, lame-o.
No, I don't. I'm not jersey guy. I just can't do it.
It's different. You don't have to get a number on it.
I know. Then you're going to put snake on it.
No. You just get a numberless, nameless jersey.
It looks like your first match in the Premier League this season will be happening during an episode of The Hardline, because the very first Monday night football match, which is a 2 p.m. Dallas kickoff, Monday, August 24th, Craven Cottage, visited by Chelsea.
Ooh, the rivals.
They walk right through the park to try to ruin Monday night football at the cottage.
Let's go. Jeez, that's 12 days?
Kat, can we do The Hardline from Craven Cottage from the Chairman's Suite. All right, I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. I look forward to meeting the Cons.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you can be a guest of the Cons.
I'm excited to see how far into the season we hear about Fulham from Corby. Can we make it through the meat of Oklahoma's season?
Yes.
Because that's the key. Can you turn from college game day to a 9 a.m. match and be fine with that?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
All right.